I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Well, it's a one for the money.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. The second week of June, high school graduation on the mind. Picture it. There you are on the precipice of big changes. You feel the chapter turning and can't help but contemplate all the big questions. Who will you become? What life will you create?
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky come on.
Rising towards the top of the charts this week in 1971, Carole King. But as a teenager on the cusp of adulthood, there's big questions, and then there's big questions. Especially the ordinary ones. I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia and graduated Archbishop Ryan in 2001. Number one on the chart the second week of June that year. The song was made popular by Philly native Patti LaBelle in the 1970s. And then got a refresh with Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink as part of the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. Ah, young love. Hormones raging. The world a ripe piece of fruit. Nelly smash hit this week in 2002. Looking back now, you contemplate the connections made, the connections missed. The people who signed your yearbook with an offer to KIT. Keep in touch. Maybe you could have, but you didn't. The song by Anita Ward was climbing the charts this week in June 1979. Ward taught public school in Memphis before hitting it big, but only as a one-hit wonder. Dreams made, dreams dashed. It all seemed amazingly, frighteningly possible then. And no doubt, as adolescents, we indulged in the highs and the lows. Number one this week in 1963, Leslie Gore. 34 years later, the Verve Pipe peaked this week at number five. The hardest thing about graduating is what it could mean to your circle of friends. These were formative times. The all-night talks, the late-night drives, the push to feel something real with every gathering. Born this week in 1970, Rivers Cuomo of Weezer. Whatever drama was happening at home, if there was one thing you needed to hold fast to after crossing that graduation stage, it was those friendships.
When the night has come.
Number four this week on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1963, Ben E. King.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
Not all bonds held, but thankfully, purposefully, many did. Number one this week in 2007, Rihanna. But there, with cap and gown in mid-June, we were still naive to many of the realities of the world that would come. The heartbreaks, the setbacks, the bitter pills to swallow. This week in 1996, the Fugees cover of the song made famous by Roberta Flack was dominating airwaves in the UK. But who could blame us for thinking we had the world all sussed out? Who could blame us for a little swagger? This week in 1910, blues legend Howlin' Wolf was born.
Hear me cry.
and mid-June of 85, Tears for Fears went all the way to the top of the chart. So who did we become? What life did we create? What would our current selves say to that high school graduate? And what would they say back to us? Sometimes it's better to say less, smile at the glory you have, and let the music do the talking. Lizzo, number 4 on the chart this week in 2022. It's about damn time. Turn up the music. Let's celebrate. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been Jukebox Journey on WHYY. Hey, hey, all right. It's about